Hi world, thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is the words you live by and the legacy that you leave. During meditation time on yesterday, I kept hearing this old school commercial. It was actually a Tombstone commercial, and it was always a guy who was about to be executed, and the executioner would always ask, "Do you have any last words?" And the guy would say no, and then he would ask him, "What would you like on your tombstone?" And I chuckled when I heard it. And I asked, I said, "Well, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to take from this?" And I heard these words while laughing. What words are you living by that will birth the legacy that you leave behind? When we think of the tombstones in the graveyard, you see loving mother, loving father, loving son, and etc. But are those the words that those people truly live by and the legacy that they left behind? Only we would know if we knew them. But with that being said, we have to examine ourselves in that way that we're living according to the Word of God, so that we are also creating a legacy that will outlive us. Because see, the way we're living, how we're living, the things that we're doing, they're not just for us, but we as heavenly citizens, I've said it before and I've said it again, we are to make a great impact on the earth. A great impact, kingdom impact, righteous impact, a blessing impact. Living life according to work to the word and will of God. Is it easy? No. Is it impossible? No. Nothing is with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And we must ask God to direct us in our words and in our living. Because what we speak is what we're going to live, because that's what we're thinking. We energize ourselves with our words. Or we can use the word, we fuel ourselves with our words. And we are being fueled by words. As we've heard before, knowledge is power. And sometimes all knowledge is not the best knowledge. And when it's not the best, if we don't know how to decipher, we'll take in the bad fuel and it'll mess us up, just like bad fuel will do to a car. And that's why we have to seek God with our words, our thoughts, and the way we think we ought to live and be, and go forth and do things according to the Word of God. You may ask, what are the words that we are to live by so that we can live the words and leave the legacy? Ephesians 4:29-32 says it like this. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear him. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, he has identified you as his own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words and slander, as well as all type of evil behaviors. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. And then we go over to Colossians 1 and 10. Another great word. All of the word is great, but another great word to tell us how we ought to live. Colossians 1 and 10. So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Let's think about bearing fruit. Let's think about fruit. Fruit, organic fruit, has a seed in it. And that seed, someone should be able to eat of the fruit that you're living and that you leave, plant it, and produce even more fruit. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. The fruit that you're producing upon living according to purpose and the birth plan that God has given you. The seed from that fruit is fruit that others are to eat. And the seed within that fruit that you give to that person, they're going to plant it and produce greater fruit. And it's going to continue to repeat itself. And that fruit for next will outlive you, because you have lived according to the word and created a great legacy, not in your own way, but in accordance to the will, the way, and the word of God. And if you don't know the plan and the purpose, if you don't know your birth plan, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. God will tell you. Ask and listen. Ask, listen, write it down, pray. Ask, listen, write it down, pray. And stir up that gift in Jesus' name. May you live according to the right words so that you may create the legacy to live beyond you. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. Thank you to my subscribers. Remember, if you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not The Last Time, this is your choice. Either way, the ministry will continue in purpose in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You may select the subscribe button, donating whatever God puts on your heart to go towards the ministry. But it will continue to go forth, because what God has purposed and what I have been in obedience to do, it will continue to go forward. And I'm grateful for that. And I pray this podcast continues to be a blessing, both near and far. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, as we go forth on this day, this new day, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the right words that we're going to say. We're going to fuel ourselves, whether we're reading, whether we're watching, whether we're listening, that it be kingdom, Lord, that we do it in joy. We may not understand, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we will continue as we grow in the word and fuel ourselves the right words to birth the legacy that will live beyond us, not just for us, but to everyone that will eat of the fruit of the tree that's coming from us in Jesus' name, Lord God. That we'll do it in obedience and in the will of Christ. We love you today, Lord God. We thank you for showing us the way, giving us the right words. May we see it and receive it. May your word not fall on deaf ears, Lord, but we fuel ourselves accordingly. Lord, you created us for greatness. And Lord, anyone present that's listening to this segment, Lord God, that does not know the purpose and the plan and the birthing plan that you've created them for, Lord, we thank you for revealing it. And we cancel every attack that tries to come against them to distract them, Lord, to distract their understanding and their knowledge and their wisdom and their faith in you, Christ Jesus. We love you, Lord God. And as we step forth today, we'll step forth in the word to create and leave the legacy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and in the Holy Spirit, we do thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen again.